This is KUT. The Austin City Council has completed almost 1 year under its new configuration, the 10-1 system, with 10 council members representing 10 different districts alongside one mayor. Now a new study out of UT Austin is asking whether 10-1 increased voter turnout and civic engagement. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
The short answer, yes. And no. The November 2014 election brought out the highest percentage of Austin voters since 1975. Roughly 40% of residents voted. The new system also inspired 70 candidates to run. 7 out of 10 races went to a runoff election. But then, without the additional draw of a governor's race, only 11% of voters returned to cast a runoff ballot.
I think it's voter fatigue. I think so much attention gets put on the November election, both in dollars spent and in advertising and campaigns, that there's less time for people to sort of note that the runoff election is coming up.
Susan Nold is the director of the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life, which published the study. The data was collected from interviews with 172 community leaders living in each of the city's 10 districts. While many were optimistic about the potential for 10-1 to better represent Austin, some worried about this idea of, quote, ward politics. Arguably, one example of this has been the discussion of short-term rental regulations at council. These discussions came out of District 10 Councilmember Sherry Gallo's office. Some members have said the subject is of little concern to their constituents. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.